USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cyber Monday is in full swing on the heels of a record-setting Black Friday. The holiday shopping frenzy continues as many Thanksgiving travelers are still trying to make their way home. The major airlines are reporting a few disruptions after thousands of flight delays and cancellations on Sunday. An investigation is beginning into a small plane crash that took place over the weekend.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a single-engine plane, which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Airport in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay. So it's pretty scary.
Shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve are being announced by the USPS. The deadline for regular ground service is December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by December 19th. And the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. A new study says fewer and fewer Americans are lighting up.
The number of Americans smoking cigarettes is reaching a record low. A new survey from Gallup puts that number at just 11%. The decline was driven by fewer younger adults lighting up. Just over a third of those between 18 and 29 smoked between 2001 and 2003. It has since dropped to 12% in the last few years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Chinese authorities tighten controls in reaction to rare nationwide protests against the country's zero-tolerance approach to COVID, dispatching police to prevent gatherings as state media reiterated support for the leader's stringent pandemic strategy. Regarding the protests continuing in China, Gordon Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China. He says these protests are different than the ones we experienced in the 1980s.
This is actually more dangerous than 1989, the Tiananmen Square massacre, because then protesters really wanted to keep the Communist Party in place, but just wanted to replace some hardline leaders. This is more like 1949, where the Chinese people had just given up on the nationalist government of Chiang Kai-shek, and then the communists came in.
The U.S. men's soccer team is continuing its final preparations for an all-important soccer match on Tuesday.
The U.S. men's national team is gearing up for Tuesday's win-or-go-home match at the World Cup in Qatar. After ending each of its first two games in a draw, the U.S. needs to beat Iran in order to get out of the group stage. The U.S. is third in Group B with 2 points after playing Wales to a 1-1 draw and England to a scoreless draw. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. Monday for a lame duck session of Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.